is the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up with Florida on today's show? A deputy tracked down a runaway emu. Emu or emu? I don't know. And cuffed his feet together and got him back to safety, oddly enough. There's a new Guinness record for the number of balloons 12 people can keep in the air for a minute. Who saw that ever being broken? Who knew that existed? Mosquitoes are attacking El Segundo. We have the 420 catch of the day, which is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock, we've got tickets to the L.A. Kings. Plus, more chances for you to win tickets to MCR. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
The guy is drunk.
We did 1,001 interviews on the Kevin and Bean Show in our time. And Michael Stipe, one of the worst. One of the worst. He was not going to put up with our nonsense. Sorry, I'm losing my religion on K-Rock. An emu was on the loose in Florida. What's up with Florida is coming up next on K-Rock. We want to help you sit down at the Hollywood Bowl and watch My Chemical Romance October 23rd and also qualify for that trip for two to see My Chemical Romance in London. Another chance is coming up in 20 minutes here on the world famous K-Rock. Right now, what's up with Florida?
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
This is actually an animal chase.
I'm in pursuit of an emu. I'm currently behind the emu.
Is it emu or emu? I think it's emu. This officer is chasing a runaway emu.
He's running back southbound in the middle of the road.
Come here. Come here. Come here.
Do we have an idea if an emu responds to the high voice? Come here. And the... Do we know?
Come here. Come on. Come here. Come on.
Having said that, I don't know how I would try to get an emu to come back.
Oh, God. Keep going this way. You know, some big old talons.
So here it walks past the officer and he grabs it and it just runs away from him like he didn't even feel it.
Come here. Come on.
The officer follows the emu into the forest near someone's house.
Is this where you live? I'll be honest with you, I've never handcuffed an emu before.
He looks at the handcuffs, then he looks at the legs of the emu, which are very, very skinny.
But they'll fit around his legs, and that'll keep him from kicking.
It was at this point that I thought, this story's happening in Florida. This officer is just going to shoot the emu, and I don't want to follow up on this story if that's the case. And he didn't. He actually tried to catch it safely and return it to its owner. What?
Then you got, there you go. Oh, look who's got you now. There's that one. Don't move.
So the officer's trying to handcuff 1 foot to a fence so that he can keep him in place. And then the emu tries to run away again, and I love it.
Don't move. Not yet. I got one on. Secured. Look at that.
He's as surprised as anybody. He found the emu, he tracked it down, and he caught it safely. What?
I have a full set of cuffs on this emu.
I have a miracle in Florida. The thing with the band and the deal, your chance to win is coming up in about 5 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Jennifer. How are you?
Hi, Jennifer. I'm well. You're caller 20.
That is awesome. Thank you.
You get tickets to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl on October 23rd, and you're on the standby boarding list for a trip to London to see them again.
Okay, that would be amazing. Thank you. I'm so excited.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I found a new Guinness World Record, and I don't understand it at all. It is... It's by a serial Guinness World Record breaker named David Rush. And he got 11 other people around. And their Guinness World Record is how many balloons 12 people can keep in the air for a minute. Why is that a record? I mean, didn't it used to be like long fingernails, tall, short, like things everybody did? But this is... 12 people keeping balloons up in the air.
Gather up. Gather up.
Oh,
Tape records are simultaneously some of the easiest to break, but also some of the hardest. Getting all 12 people to perform is not as easy as you'd like. It might not take as much individual practice. 7, 8, 9 tries to find the break the Guinness World Records title. The most balloons kept in the air for 1 minute by a team of 12.
2, 1, go. Nah. Oh, get Mark. Get help out. Help out. Time.
Catch. Yeah.
We got 25, beating the previous record of 24.
Oh, there's a previous record? What a loser. This is so ridiculous. So I looked up other Guinness World Records that are ridiculous. Not just 12 people keeping a balloon in the air, but here is a partial list of some of the other crazy Guinness World Records.
These are some of the weirdest world records that people actually have. So Madeline Albright holds the record for the most feet smelled, with over 5,600 feet sniffed over the course of 15 years.
That doesn't sound right. Because you can't really, Guinness, we tried to set Guinness World Records back in the Kevin and Bean days, and they very closely watch to make sure that you do it right. You can't have a record for feet smelled in 15 years. Ridiculous.
And the longest distance that milk has squirted from somebody's eye belongs to Ilker Yilmaz at an impressive 9 feet.
Saw that one. He or she does squirt milk out of the eye, and it's gross.
The longest recorded burp was done by Michael Forgione, who belched one lasting 1 minute and 13 seconds.
That's impressive, and I would like to see
it. The longest continuous stream of pee was done by Andrew Stannin of Britain, who urinated for 8.5 minutes back in 2018.
How? 8.5 minutes? What?
The most tattoos ever achieved in 24 hours belongs to Hollis Cantrell, who got over 800 tattoos in just one session. And the most times hit by a car in 2 minutes belongs to Ho Young, who was hit a whopping 47 times. Hope he has insurance.
What is the most times you can get hit by a car in 24 hours? What are you talking about? Let me hear that one again, if you don't mind.
And the most times hit by a car in 2 minutes belongs to Ho Young, who was hit a whopping 47 times. Hope he has insurance.
Don't stop doing that. How's that a record?
The longest time spent buried in the snow belongs to Wim Hof, who did this for nearly 2 hours.
Sure.
The longest time buried alive belongs to Zeta Nagzadraka, who spent 10 full days buried without food.
Everyone remembers that.
And finally, the longest distance walking on Lego bricks belongs to Russell Cassava, who walked over 2 miles straight only on Lego bricks.
Oh, that is quite an accomplishment.
Yeah!
So there's a block in El Segundo where they literally can't open their windows or doors. Some of them have their doors taped shut because of mosquitoes. Got some animal news coming up next on the World Famous K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with some animal news, some animal stories. There is a bizarre mosquito plague happening to a very small neighborhood in Southern California.
Mosquito infestation is occurring in and around an El Segundo neighborhood, leaving many residents there bitten and bothered.
Isn't El Segundo down by LAX? That's quite close to where I live, and I don't notice a single mosquito.
Eyewitness News reporter Ashley Mackey is live with more on the effort to stop the swarm both inside and outside of homes. Ashley?
I'm sorry, did you say inside of homes?
Neighbors tell me it's right around dusk that these mosquitoes really start to get active. So just in case, I've got my long sleeves and I've got my spray. But residents say this problem goes far beyond bug repellent.
This is a tiny neighborhood that is getting destroyed by mosquitoes. And they're really kind of focused on that neighborhood.
One man telling me he checked on a trap that caught about 20 mosquitoes in just an hour.
Oh, well, that doesn't seem like a huge problem.
That's a lot of mosquitoes.
Is it? 20 in an hour? What?
For weeks, residents in El Segundo say they've been dealing with swarms of mosquitoes. Samantha Heading says she spent close to $1,000 trying everything. Traps in every room, lights to attract them, citronella, and diffusers. But nothing has worked.
Those are a lot of things that you put in the house to try and help with mosquitoes. So the mosquitoes are not only outside, they're also inside the house, which is frightening.
We've got towels under all our doors. Another neighbor has taped her front door shut.
I'm sorry. You put towels under your doors and somebody taped their door shut? This is a disaster.
Because we're not sure how they're coming in. We haven't been able to open our windows in over a month.
It's been incredibly beautiful, and they can't even open their windows.
The weather's been beautiful. We haven't been able to enjoy any of that. We're just absolutely miserable.
I feel like it's weird to have mosquitoes that focused on one tiny little area. Why does that happen?
Richard Johnson and his wife say they're also under attack. Johnson says many nights his wife has a hard time sleeping because of them.
With the lights off and the windows and doors closed, she can't sleep because of mosquitoes.
He says he's even called Vector Control out to his property.
Did you say Vecna?
You are weak and fragile, like all the rest of them.
He says he's even called Vector Control out to his property.
Oh, Vector Control, very different.
They come out and they walk around your property and say, no, you don't have any standing water. They go next door. They don't have any standing water. There's no standing water in all of the people that live around here.
Oh, that must be baffling. So where's it coming from? Yeah, I just asked that.
El Segundo Mayor Chris Pimentel says the city first noticed an uptick in mosquitoes mid-December, but tracking down the different sources has been an ongoing battle.
I feel like I know what the source is of these mosquitoes.
He says while some progress has been made, the far western part of the city, near the Hyperion Water Treatment Plant, continues to see an influx.
Huh. So it's just the neighborhood by the Hyperion Water Treatment Plant. What is that? It's a sewage and water reclamation plant. So they have sewage and a tremendous amount of water. Where could the mosquitoes be from, though?
The water treatment plant, I mean, they're dealing with, you know, 240 million gallons of water.
I'm sorry, 240 million gallons of water and sewage. And they're wondering where the mosquitoes are from.
Every day, so there's a lot of liquid there. So we identified some standing places there.
Solid detective work.
Dewatered it, treated it. There's chemistry in there. We went up and down the green belt and basically removed and drained as much water as we could there.
Well, good luck with that plan.
Every day at this time, Megan Holliday stops by K-Rock for Three Things with Four.
And I'm going to tell you about why airlines are really excited about the Ozempic boom. Okay? So that's coming up next on K-Rock.
Megan Holliday is here with Three Things at Four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
One, two, three.
Number one, well, the internet just created a national advertisement. What started as a casual TikTok jingle by a user called Romeo Show turned into a national Dr. Pepper ad during the college football playoff, all because millions of people decided it deserved to be one.
What?
Brands flooded her comments. Denny said, me next, I beg you. IKEA said, oh, hello. Subway said, do me, do me. Anyways, the algorithm did what it does. Dr. Pepper listened, and yep, she got paid. This is what modern marketing looks like now. So when the internet agrees this loudly, I feel like companies don't really have a choice to go with it. So do you want to hear it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so the first part is the original that she posted, and then after that is what they turned it into.
Okay.
Okay.
A theme song for Dr. Pepper, and it goes like this. Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Doo-doo-doo. Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Doo-doo-doo. Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Good and nice. Doo-doo-doo.
I love that hers was so low pro, just like... Here's me singing a cappella for 6 seconds.
You know, and it's just, it's good and nice.
And it worked.
That's it. All right. So number two.
Wow.
A Southwest flight from Vegas to Houston turned chaotic when a man became convinced another passenger was flirting with his wife, prompting him to scream, don't talk to my wife, before threatening, I'll throw my food, bro. And then actually launching his pizza like a frisbee across the cabin.
Excellent.
Passengers burst out laughing, with one guy clapping and saying all this over a compliment, which only made the meltdown even worse. Flight attendants finally kicked the man off as everyone applauded. And as he exited, passengers basically just held an in-flight comedy roast. I would have brought in audio, but there was just too... I would have had to bleep out everything.
Yeah, sure.
It was so hilarious. Number three, another reason that airlines maybe don't appreciate food on planes leads me to this. Airlines are thrilled about the Ozempic boom that's going on, because apparently lighter passengers mean lighter planes, and lighter planes mean saving hundreds of millions on fuel.
That makes total sense.
So this is the closest that airlines have come to joy since they started charging baggage fees. Analysts say that if enough people slim down, U.S. carriers could pocket around $580 million a year.
Or they could charge that much less.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe.
And, you know, and this is all without improving legroom, snacks, or basic human dignity. And while airlines are saying that they aren't officially encouraging anyone to hop on the GLP-1 train, I'm sure that some executive is kicking down some money to Ozempic for advertising costs at this point. Would this mean cheaper flights for us travelers, though, Kev?
Yes.
Probably not.
Probably not.
I like your wishful thinking. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is from a band called Sleep Theory. It was released on their debut album, Afterglow, and the name of the song is Words Are Worthless. It's the 420 catch of the day on the world-famous K-Rock. But a Sleep Theory, Words Are Worthless. It is the 420 catch of the day on the world famous K-Rock. I feel like Tom does a majority of the work in that one.
Where are you? So good.
It's K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
And coming up in just a little bit during the phone topic, we've got your tickets to see Kings versus Avalanche on March 20th.
There is a skunk that is trapping me in my house.
Oh, it is attacking. What?
I hate it. The skunk sprays things and it smells so bad. Oh. We had to close the windows the other night and put in fans and try to get smell out. And then every night on the Ring camera, we see it walking on our driveway. We're like, you son of a bitch.
The skunk hates you, man.
Really hates me.
Oh, my God.
And then we saw a raccoon also. I think they made friends. I don't know.
Oh, that's nice.
No, it's not. We're under siege. Don't you understand? These animals are attacking us.
Oh, my God.
It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. Let's talk about being under siege at your house from animals and or insects. I talked about this story a little bit earlier, which is a neighborhood in El Segundo that is literally being demolished by mosquitoes.
Oh, no, that's horrible.
Mosquito infestation is occurring in and around an El Segundo neighborhood, leaving many residents there bitten and bothered.
One man telling me he checked on a trap that caught about 20 mosquitoes in just an hour.
That's a lot of mosquitoes.
I mean, honestly, I don't feel like it is. Like, the way they're talking later on in this story,
yeah,
20 mosquitoes is nothing.
Right.
Because they have to start, like, they're mosquito-proofing their houses.
But don't they breed, like, really quickly?
I think they do, yeah.
Okay.
Not so, rabbits.
But 20 doesn't sound like a lot at all.
No, 20's like, that's not a very good trap, sir.
Huh. For weeks, residents in El Segundo say they've been dealing with swarms of mosquitoes. Samantha Heading says she spent close to $1,000 trying everything.
This is for inside her house.
Oh, my God.
Traps in every room, lights to attract them, citronella, and diffusers. But nothing has worked.
We've got towels under all our doors. Another neighbor has taped her front door shut.
How crazy is that?
Oh, my God. So every time she wants to go in and out, she has to tape the door.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Well, I don't know if she has a garage or something.
Oh,
but,
yeah. Okay.
But to
yeah.
think that you have so many mosquitoes, you have to put towels under your doors. That's crazy.
That's unbelievable.
She taped her door shut.
Because we're not sure how they're coming in. We haven't been able to open our windows in over a month. The weather's been beautiful. We haven't been able to enjoy any of that. We're just absolutely miserable.
Can you imagine?
No, this is awful. That's a nightmare.
It's right next to a water sewage plant.
Oh, God. And you know they're not going to take any responsibility
for it. Well, they went and they had experts come out and try and figure out where these mosquitoes were coming from.
I wonder.
And they were like, oh, that might be a factor.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's horrible.
I live miles from there, not many. I have not seen a mosquito in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe that's because the skunks.
Yeah, that's true. I've had owls for like the last month, I would say, since I moved to my place.
Real owls?
At least two owls. So, you know, I'm trying to go to sleep and the owls are just... They're hooing all over
are
the place.
Are they outside?
Yeah. They better be outside. But I've never had been around so many, you know, owl noises. And so that's a little distracting.
People at Hogwarts are like, what is she doing? We're trying to get through to her. She's not paying attention.
Yeah, right.
So, all right. So you were under siege or are by animals and or insects. That's the topic for today at 800-520-1067.
Most entertaining call. We've got your tickets to see Kings vs. Avalanche on March 20th.
800-520-1067. You were under siege from animals or insects. Call now. K-Rock, hello.
Hi. Okay. Under siege by animals or
yep.
insects?
What do you got?
Okay. I'm stuck on a people mover type situation at the OC Fair. This was like 10 years ago. And all of a sudden, I can see this black cloud in front of me.
Oh, no.
I'm just thinking smoke or something. No, bees.
Oh.
Did you say bees?
Bees.
Oh.
And it stops right in front of the cloud of bees. And there's no point. There's no time to react. There's nothing I can do. Just to take cover in my shirt as it goes through the bees.
Wow. And did you get stung at all?
Yeah.
Only one.
That is so lucky.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. I'm already afraid of heights, and now you're adding bees to the situation.
Yeah, that's not great.
At the fair.
I'm being attacked by skunks. Megan Holiday has owls.
Yep, I got owls
just
going
outside
on.
Our window. We're talking about the place in El Segundo that's under attack from mosquitoes.
Horrible.
So we are talking about you were under siege from animals or insects. 800-520-1067.
And the best call, we've got your tickets to see Kings versus Avalanche on March 20th.
You have a story?
Back when I was in high school, we would go visit my grandparents on their farm.
Mm-hmm.
And we got stuck in the barn because two horses decided to meet up with each other.
Oh,
uh-oh.
No.
Again,
right next to the door, and all we just hear is those.
No.
Oh, my God.
I was not expecting this call.
How old were you?
I was about 16.
Oh, God.
So you understood what was happening at the very least.
Oh, I knew that, and I can understand the thumping on the door as well.
Oh, wow. So how long did this go on for until you could get out of there?
Like 2.5 hours?
About the session itself finished about 3 minutes.
The session?
But they didn't want to, you know, get off each other. About 10 minutes until my grandpa came out and started holding them down.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Is that code?
No.
Okay.
No, you had to get them off somehow.
Oh, my God. This is money.
K-Rock, hello. You were under siege by animals or insects?
We recently got one of those water feeders that are like a fountain for our 10 dog.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is fine. A month later, we get this influx of flies just flying everywhere. Don't know where they're coming from. The door's shut. We go to change the filter, and there's maggots growing in the filter of the fountain. Yeah.
Oh.
So disclaimer, if you never buy a fountain, clean those things often.
Wow, that's horrible. Your poor dogs were drinking out of there.
They were fine. They it's protein.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Yeah,
all
that's
right.
True. K-Rock, hello.
A couple years ago, me and my family went to Bass Lake to go camping. And during the day, we saw a bear, going through the dumpsters and stuff like that. So at night, we went to bed in our tent. All of a sudden, it was either that bear or another bear is surrounding our tent. And then he literally like flops down and starts eating something. It could be a can or something, but it was all night long. He was right there leaning against our tent. And you hear him. Yeah, it was. And I had my younger son. I had my wife. It was one of those moments where we were just, don't move.
For all night?
The whole night. He was just sitting there. And just going on something. Yeah, it was freaky. So we were like statues the whole night, no sleep. And then all of a sudden, I guess in the morning time, they kind of scattered off. But yeah, that was our story.
Well, that is frightening.
Yeah, never going back to Bass Lake.
Nope.
And it's so beautiful, too.
Don't care. Don't care. We are taking your phone calls and texts at 800-520-1067.
You were under siege by animals or insects. Call us up now. You were under siege by animals or insects.
So I was terrorized by cockroaches the first week that I moved into my new house.
Oh, no.
I am so disgusted by cockroaches, but I'm fine with everything else. Spiders, love them. Snakes, love them. Scorpions, love them. I like creepy things. Cockroaches are my absolutely not. Well, I feel something tickling my leg in the middle of the night.
No.
I just, you know, slap it. I just scratch my leg, like, whatever this itch is, and I crush the cockroach in my hand.
Oh, no.
So gross.
2 days later, I wake up and I go to brush my teeth. There is one on my toothbrush.
Oh, my God.
The next day I left. I went to sleep at my mom's. I said, I'm not sleeping here until we get an exterminator.
I don't know if I would ever brush my teeth again.
Honestly, it was the worst.
The topic is you were under siege from animals or insects. You have a story like that?
Hey, Kevin. What story do you want to have? A stink bug story or a skunk story?
Whichever was the worst for you.
Okay, the skunk. It was 4 o'clock in the morning, and me and my wife woke up, and we hear this clawing on the access panel going underneath the house on the raised foundation, underneath right where our bedroom is. And I'm
right.
Like, it's got to be a raccoon or something. I was like, I'm gonna go out there and spray it with the hose. I walk around the house. I open the door, and my dog jets out in front of me, turns the corner, and I'm grabbing the hose, walking over there, and my dog comes howling back and instantly smelled skunk.
Oh, no.
Runs up against me. The skunk chased my dog, turned around, sprayed me, and then my dog goes into the house, rubbing his fur all over the furniture and on the floor, throughout the house, destroyed. Just destroyed.
How do you get the smell out?
I had to go to the store, buy coffee beans, coffee grounds, put coffee grounds all over the floor, and the entire, I bought maybe a couple pounds of coffee, all over the floor, and then washed our, we took baths in baking soda, Dawn dish soap.
What a nightmare.
That's insane.
It was a nightmare. We had to put fabric softener in our closets, and the whole house smelled, and the kids got sent home from school because they smelled. It was a nightmare. We didn't get the smell out of the house for 3 months.
K-Rock, hello. You were terrorized by animals?
Terrorized by bees. I was in my mom's house about 2 years ago. All of a sudden, they were coming in from the chimney.
Oh my God.
Of them. Oh, they just kept coming in like there was no tomorrow.
And what did you do?
So we just started trying to cover ourselves and tried to close the, put the couch against the fireplace until we can get some wood to block it off.
So did you or your mom or anybody get stung?
I got stung 2 times by 2 of them.
Oh my God.
I got lucky. My mom, she got about 5 of them.
Oh, ouch. No. Wow. That's horrible.
Yes. K-Rock, hello.
I was terrorized by a tarantula hawk.
Tarantula hawk?
What is that?
Yeah. It is a giant wasp, like, I don't know, 10 times bigger than a wasp, and it's looking for a tarantula to inject its babies into.
The hawk is looking for a tarantula to put its babies in.
Yep.
Well, that's bull.
And I think it thought it was me.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay.
Did it put its babies in you?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Wait. Okay, what happened?
I don't have a leg.
That is why. How have you ever heard of that animal?
My brother's an entomologist, and it's like number 10 on the stinging insect spectrum.
Oh,
and
man.
And it ended up in my house. And then my husband decided to kill it with a shoe.
Right? How'd that go?
You know, it went bad.
Oh, my God.
If you kill the tarantula wasp on your TV, it leaves a bad mark forever and it smells really bad.
Oh, that's a great tip, I guess.
Yeah, very helpful.
Wow, I was very confused.
I know.
There for a second. I thought she said she lost her legs.
Well, yeah, so she called it a tarantula hawk, and then she changed it to wasp, and that now I have learned from Googling it that it's both names, tarantula hawk.
Oh, that's a thing.
Yeah, tarantula wasp. Mm-hmm.
Either way, injecting its babies into another animal is BS.
Oh, gross.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's the skunk guy? Because that's my future.
Yeah. That's Derek.
Derek.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey.
Derek, you're our winner.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Yay.
You got tickets to see the LA Kings play the Colorado Avalanche on March 3rd?
20th. Yeah. Close enough. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Sweet. Yeah, Derek.
Thank you, guys, man.
And I'm going to keep your phone number for when I have this exact same problem.
Call anytime.
Okay, thank you. I will be at the Hollywood Bowl watching MCR for certain.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah, we've got tickets for that. You will 100% win, and then you can get on the standby boarding list to see them again in London. And your chance to win is coming up at 6:00.